January 22, in the hands of the potter. And now, O Lord, thou art our Father, we are the clay, and thou art the potter. And we all are the work of thy hand, Isaiah 64:8. In his word, God compares himself to the potter and his people to the clay. His work is to mold and fashion them after his own similitude. The lesson they are to learn is a lesson of submission. Self is not to be made prominent. If due attention is given to the divine instruction, if self is surrendered to the divine will, the hand of the potter will produce a shapely vessel. The excellence of a genuine connection with Christ comes with obedience to the words, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me." The worker who has this experience has an intense longing to know the fullness of the love that passes knowledge. His capacity to enjoy the love of God constantly increases. Learning daily in the school of Christ, he has a constantly increasing capacity to grasp the meaning of the sublime truths that are as far-reaching as eternity. He realizes that he is material with which God is working, and that he must be passive in the Master's hands. Trials come to him, for unless tested by trial and disappointment, he will never know his lack of wisdom and experience. If he seeks the Lord with humility and trust, every trial will work for his good. He may sometimes seem to fail, but his supposed failure to reach the place where he hoped to stand may be God's way of bringing his advancement. He thinks that he has failed, but his supposed failure means a better knowledge of himself and a firmer trust in God. He may make mistakes, but he learns not to repeat these mistakes. United with Christ, the true vine, he is enabled to bear fruit to the glory of God. The Lord desires us to be meek and lowly and contrite, yet filled with the assurance that comes from a knowledge of the will of God. He hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind, who has saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace. 2 Timothy 1:7.